Hi, and welcome to the Kind Mum podcast. I'm Rita, mum of two boys and wife to an awesome man. I'm a beauty professional and focused on wellness and self-care. Motherhood can change a lot of things about you, and in my podcast series, I'm here to talk about all the things. So join me every fortnight. Let's laugh, cry, and be inspired together. Hi, and welcome to episode 5 of season 2 of the Kind Mum podcast. This episode is all about how to lose the baby weight after having baby. So I've had a lot of requests for this one. I put out a poll not long ago in the Kind Mum Facebook group, just asking what people are more interested in hearing about. And the most popular was how to lose the baby weight. So I thought I'd give you all some tips on what I did to lose the baby weight. Now, this might not work for everybody, and I'm not a doctor, clearly, or, you know, anyone with that kind of background. So this is just what I did and what worked for me. So maybe you can, you know, use some of what worked for me, and it might work for you, but I'm not sure. And obviously check with your doctor before you go ahead with anything strenuous, just in case it's not for you. Of course, just make sure it's right for you at the time, and let me know how you go. Okay, so here we go. So you've had your baby. Now, how do I lose the excess tummy weight? I think that's the hardest part to lose as well. So there's a lot of factors that come into it. And just keep in mind, this isn't a quick fix. So what I'm about to share with you takes time, takes patience, and a positive mindset. And I think that's the most important part. It's so easy to doubt yourself and to give up. So just, you know, keep positive thoughts in your mind, and you will achieve great things. You need to be consistent and be patient, and most of all, just be kind to yourself and your body. So if something doesn't feel right, obviously don't continue with it. You know, don't do anything silly like starve yourself, or you know, do crazy exercises that just makes you feel disgusting. Listen to your body. Remember, our bodies are wonderful and amazing. So take care of yourself always. Like I said before, just check with your doctor that you're all good, and nothing needs urgent attention before you do any kind of, you know, exercise, or, you know, any kind of change in your eating habits. So my first bit of advice is to set your goals, whatever they are. It might be that you want to fit in a certain pair of jeans, or you want your skin to feel and look a little tighter. If you have a goal to work towards, you are more likely to achieve something great. So here's step one, the tools, what you'll need. This is what I used, so I'm just letting you know what worked for me. So a belly band or something tight to wear around your torso. And I'll share some photos of what I used. And if I can find a video of how to put it on, I will post that too. You'll need body oil. So, you know, something natural and easy to get your hands on is coconut oil and vitamin E cream. If you mix them together, they make a really nice firming cream. Or you can use a body firming specific oil or lotion from your pharmacy. Okay, so here it is. Whether you've just had a baby, or you're a few weeks or months or years postpartum, you can wear a belly band straight away or along your journey. So don't worry. I suggest you use it from the beginning, or as soon as you can. It's super comfortable. Well, the one that I've used is very comfortable. You can wear it all day. The only annoying part is that if it's summer, you get really hot and sweaty. So that's the only thing to think about, because you wear it under your clothes. So I used two different types. One was a Velcro style belly band. I found with that one it was good, but it was very hard to sit in. So if you are, you know, just fresh out of hospital after having baby, it might be a bit difficult when you're breastfeeding or when you're sitting for long periods of time. So there is another type. It's very elastic and you actually have to step into it. And the midwives actually gave me that one and it fit beautifully around my torso. Felt very comfortable and I felt like I could wear that all day. I just didn't sleep with it on because I just felt like my skin needed to breathe. I'm not sure with C-section births, so you'll need to obviously consult your doctor with that one. I didn't have C-section, so for me it was totally safe for me to use it straight away. It's also important that the belly band covers or hugs your hips pretty much to your pubic bone and up to your rib cage just under your bra strap. Because you think about your rib cage actually expands too when you're pregnant. So you really want to keep that all tight and in and, you know, encourage it to shrink almost. Okay, number two, with your firming lotion, I used a mix of coconut oil and vitamin E cream. All through my pregnancy and also postpartum. I used it every single day as often as I remembered and I just rubbed it on my belly, my sides, my back, my legs, everywhere. You can use it as many times as you want. It's very safe. So another important part to think about is eating right. So these are my top tips that I've actually always followed this. It's, you know, always good to be in good eating habits. And I just find that I follow exactly the same eating habits whether I'm pregnant or not. And it works for me. And it helps me to maintain a good weight for me. And also it helped me to go back to my pre-baby weight after having babies. So eating right is really important. One of the biggest points I have to make is don't overeat. So this is all about creating new habits if you are the type of person that tends to overeat. But also it's about discipline. So you need to be really disciplined with this. And I know it's hard, but just think of your end goal. And that should help you to achieve it. So when I say don't overeat, I mean eat good, healthy meals often. For me, I was eating three, you know, my breakfast, my lunch, my dinner, but then in between I'd snack on healthy things like nuts and dried fruit or, you know, fresh fruit. But then with my main meals, I wouldn't eat until I was full. You know that feeling when you're like, oh, I can't take another bite? I don't eat to that point. So I eat to just before that point. So the point where you're satisfied, you feel good, you're content, you've eaten enough, that's it. Put your fork down, you've had enough, that's it. If you continue that habit, you will find that you'll maintain a good weight. You might even lose weight. You will feel better and your gut will thank you for it too. So another point is drinking lots of water. So sometimes, you know, I've read that your brain can't tell the difference between being thirsty or hungry sometimes. So, you know, even though you think you're starving, maybe just have a bit of water and see how you feel with that. Maybe, you know, some people say not to drink water while you're eating. I think sipping on water throughout the day is good. And especially when it's hot, drink a little bit more water. I know it's hard, but just keep a bottle with you. I have a few bottles through the house or in my bag or in my car. So I always have water with me. Especially, you know, if I'm rushing around and I don't have time to eat or I didn't bring snacks, I'll just drink a bit more water to keep me going. So the main point here is to teach your body what it needs and don't give in to cravings. The next point is exercise. So one of the main things that a midwife told me when I first got pregnant was to start your pelvic floor exercises and do them 3 times a day if you can. So I've been doing that from when I had my first baby, so while I was pregnant, after I had my baby, and even postpartum, even after having my second son, even now I'm still doing pelvic floor exercises. I'm doing them right now as we speak. So I know it's hard to do them 3 times a day, but what I actually do is I set a reminder in my phone. So there's one set in the morning, midday, and then at night. And I just do those pelvic floor exercises at those times, and I just find it's really easy. And on top of that, you know, any light, regular, slow exercise is key. It's up to you, whatever you're into. I mean, if you did hardcore boxing or whatever before you were pregnant, then, you know, I'm sure you're fine to do it throughout if your doctor says you are. But for someone like me, I've always done real gentle exercise, like Pilates and yoga, a lot of walking. So I just maintain that throughout, and I find that it's been really good with my healing journey, especially Pilates. I found that that has been a savior for me. I personally did clinical Pilates at Incline Health in Leichhardt with a clinical Pilates specialist there. So I did a few weeks worth of sessions one-on-one, which was fantastic, especially because I had quite a lot of separation with my second baby. So I really wanted to close that gap. I also had, after my second pregnancy, I got an umbilical hernia. So that was a little bit scary for me because I wasn't sure what I should and shouldn't be doing. So it was good for me to get together with the clinical Pilates specialist, because she really helped guide me into what I can and can't do at that point. Since then, obviously, I've strengthened my core and really closed that gap. I still have the umbilical hernia, but it doesn't bother me anymore, and I constantly get it checked on just in case. But it's my doctor said it's there. And just to keep an eye on it and not do anything too strenuous. So I really want to work on my core for that reason as well, just to keep that all intact and supported so that I don't have any problems in the future. So with exercise, everyone's different. I mean, personally, I do Pilates 3 to 4 times a week. I love it. I feel like it's part of me. And I feel like when you find that exercise that is part of you, it just becomes habit. It's not a chore or something difficult to do. Even walking, I love walking. So any opportunity I can get, I will walk. You know, there's Pilates out there for everyone, as in, or any fitness. You can go online now and, you know, get your free lessons on YouTube or whatever. You know, there's so much available. You don't have to join a gym if that's not for you. For me, I like being in that environment. I feel like it's more motivating and exciting when you've got, you know, other people around you achieving their goals. It's really empowering. I love it. So just always remember your goals. And if you can't be bothered to do any exercise whatsoever, just get up in the morning and do a stretch. A 5-minute stretch is all you need. You know, just do a few moves. You can look up on YouTube what is best for you. Movement is key. And I think that's the most important thing. You just want to move. You know, God created your body so you can move. So move. And the last point that I want to talk about is mindset. So be positive and surround yourself with positive people. Write down your goals. You know, I write down my goals all over my house. I've got post-it notes above my desk. I've got writing on my mirrors in my bedroom. just with my goals of what I want to achieve and things to keep me motivated and why I do things. You know, I want to be strong and fit, not just for myself, but for my family. I want to be able to keep up with my kids. You know, I've got two boys under five and, you know, they just want to run around all the time and play. You know, I need to have the energy for that and I want to have the energy for that. You know, also I'm a working mum, so I want to be able to, you know, feel good in the morning when I wake up. Usually I do my training in the morning, so I'll go and do a Pilates class and then come back home, get ready for work, and I feel amazing for the day. I feel really motivated and I have high energy. So it will take time and it will take different amount of time for everyone, but if you commit, you will see results. I almost gave up and accepted that I wouldn't be able to achieve my goals, but I kept doing my routine and I just pushed through, because soon enough I did achieve my goals and I continue to stay strong and positive. I have two kids 19 months apart. My body didn't get a full chance of recovery from the first pregnancy, so I had a lot of hard work ahead of me. But once I started and I was focused, I didn't feel like work. It didn't feel like work at all. It became part of my routine and part of my life. So if you come across any roadblocks, just try a different angle. You know, I went from doing, you know, sit-ups and lunges and like all that kind of stuff before pregnancy. And then afterwards, because of the separation I had, I felt like I couldn't do a sit-up for a long time. And to be honest, I haven't done a sit-up in over 4 years, just to give you an idea of what you can achieve with only gentle movements. You know, and I fit back in my jeans pre-pregnancy. I feel amazing. I feel really, you know, I've still got work to do, but I feel really good about myself. And I think that's really important. You have to be happy with yourself and feel really good with what you've achieved personally. Don't compare yourself with other people. Do not go on Instagram and scroll through and see, you know, all these other mums that are like ripped abs and all this stuff. You know, if that's not your goal, you don't need to be looking at that stuff, okay? Your goal could be that you just want to be able to get out of bed in the morning and feel fantastic and feel like you have energy just to do your day. You know, just write your goals down. Let yourself be your inspiration, okay? So just to recap, keep it tight, oil and belly band. Keep it toned, pelvic floor and core strength. Eat enough, not too much, and make sure you're snacking healthily through the day. Keep hydrated, gentle movements, and a positive mindset. Thanks so much for listening, guys. I hope you've learned something. I'm here if you need support and guidance, and please join me on the Kind Mum Facebook group and follow on IG for more tips and mum hacks. The Kind Mum is all about motherhood and wellness. So I'm here to support you. Let's learn and grow together in this wonderful world of being a mum. Bye for now. Thanks so much for listening. New episodes of the Kind Mum podcast are available fortnightly, unless, of course, I get too busy with the kids. Don't forget to follow, like, and share if you love what you've been hearing. Bye for now.